This time of year, Epiphany, we're thinking about the beginning of Jesus' ministry and particularly how people began to recognize who Jesus really was. And this week is the story of Jesus' baptism from John's Gospel. But as so often in John's Gospel, it's told a little differently. It has a sort of enigmatic feeling to it. John the Baptist, for example, repeatedly says that, humanly speaking, he didn't know who Jesus really was. He didn't recognize him. But, says John the Baptist, the one who sent me told me directly who he was. And so John speaks out and bears witness. Look, the Lamb of God. This is the Son of God. I have seen and have borne witness. And that's part of John the Baptist's calling. The reason why he's there at all is to point to Jesus. And I think that's also what we're called to do, to point to Jesus. Now, I believe that's different to being an evangelist, like, say, Billy Graham, or even Peter Adams or Bishop Stephen Cottrell, because they have a specific calling and gifting from God to make Christianity appealing and attractive in public, to explain why it makes sense, to address perhaps large crowds of people, to persuade people that it's true and worthwhile and so on, and to help people come to faith. Now, that's quite a skill, isn't it? And we don't all have that expertise. But I think every one of us can be a witness to Jesus. Simply saying, look, Jesus, just like John the Baptist did. Or indeed, as we've just heard in the reading Peter read to us, as Andrew did as well, fetching his brother Simon. Or if Peter hadn't stopped, if he'd read on to the next little bit, another disciple, Philip, goes and finds Nathanael, pointing our friends towards Jesus, taking them along to hear about him. Why does God need us at all, you and me? Why can't he just use Billy Graham or Peter Adams or whatever? Well, as my wife points out, somebody had to tell Billy Graham. Somebody told Peter Adams in the first place and led him to Jesus. We wouldn't have people like that unless somebody did that simple task of pointing them to Jesus. And I think there's another reason as well. I think it's because we are the only people who have our own particular set of relationships and friendships with others. Why do our friends need us? Well, because we may be the only people they know who are Christians. The only people who can tell them about Jesus. The only people who can lead them into the kingdom and into eternal life. So each of you, and indeed me, we each are unique in that sense. We each have our own set of connections and relationships. That's why we each need to be a witness for him. And I think it's very, very simple stuff, actually. They said to Jesus, no, Jesus said to the two following him, what do you want? They said to him, Rabbi, where are you staying? And he just said, come and see. Andrew said to Simon, his brother, we have found the Messiah. And he brought him to Jesus. One commentator says that's the greatest service that one human being can render another, to bring him to Jesus. You don't need to have all the answers. You don't need a degree in something to do this. In fact, dare I say, sometimes people who have all the answers are a bit off-putting, actually. But you do have to be a friend. And that's something that we're actually very good at here in St Andrews and in Mark's Tay. We have connections with people. We care for them and look after them. And that's where it all starts. That's the key, actually, to it all, is relationships. Isaiah prophesied that it would be like this, that it would be about caring and relationships. Our first reading was one of the servant songs in Isaiah. There are four or five of them. Prophesying a servant of the Lord who will come and do God's will and suffer for God's sake. And that's the role that Israel should have fulfilled, the servant of the Lord. But Israel didn't. They failed. They didn't obey. And so Isaiah looks forward to a time when God's true servant will call Israel back to him. And indeed will be a light to other nations and kings beyond Israel. Do you remember the wise men? It happened, didn't it? It happened just as Isaiah prophesied in the last verse of our Old Testament reading. The gospel is about relationships, calling people to Jesus. Those that we know, those that we see, those that we have connection with, reaching out to connect with others. We're relational beings. Adam and Eve in the garden, you remember, they were close to one another. Eve made from a rib from Adam's side. This at last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. They were close to each other and they were close to God. They walked with God in the garden. They were made for relationship with each other and for relationship with God. But the relationship was spoiled, wasn't it, by sin. And so they were cast out of the garden. God kept trying, though. He kept trying to connect with people, calling them back to him. And in the end, calling a nation to be his people. At times that went well, and at times it went badly. And then in Jesus, God reached out again to Israel, and indeed beyond Israel. Jesus is both the messianic king in David's line, and he's also this suffering servant promised by Isaiah to reach out to kings and nations beyond Israel. And when Jesus was asked about the greatest commandment, do you remember? What's the greatest commandment? Do you remember what he answered? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and love your neighbour as yourself. Relationships, both of them. Relationship with God vertically and relationship with others horizontally, our neighbours. We are made to be in relationship. That's how most people, I think, will hear the gospel, by their relationships with others. If you ask around, indeed if you think yourself, how did you first come to know Christ? How did you first get interested in Christian faith? What was it that actually drew you in? A lot of people will say, well, it was a friend I knew. It was somebody who I admired. It was somebody who said something to me. It was perhaps I was in trouble or in need or downcast, and somebody reached out to me. It's often through a relationship, isn't it? That's how most people, I think, hear the gospel, through relationships and friendships. And I think we have reason to think that in eternal life, relationships will not be lost, but will actually be enhanced and strengthened. We shall know one another fully, and also we shall see God face to face. When we talk about Christian faith, I think it's important we talk about a relationship with Jesus. Not with the church, I know sometimes it's easier to talk about the church, isn't it? Perhaps we know more about the church. But the reputation of the church is not as good as the reputation of Jesus. You'll get further talking about Jesus, telling people about Jesus, pointing people to Jesus. The church can't save us. Jesus can. So talking about Jesus is challenging, but it's well worth it. Jesus is the key. Listen to the gospel story again. Rabbi, where are you staying? Come and see. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, not we found the church, no, we found the Messiah, that is the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Philip found Nathanael later on and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Come and see. It's very simple stuff, isn't it? Come and see. Come to Jesus and find out more. Think for a moment, who are your friends, your family? Who are those that you know and love and care about? And then ask yourself, do you believe that God is good? Do you believe that Jesus is good news for people? Then start praying for one or two of those friends and family, those that you really care about, and pray that they too might come to know Jesus. And if you do that, if you pray for them, then sometime, quite soon, an opportunity will arise. A chance will pop up. Perhaps they'll ask a question, or perhaps you'll be talking about something together, or you'll be watching something together, and the chance will arise for you to just point them to Jesus. And in that moment, shoot an arrow prayer to heaven. Say, guide me, Lord. And then just say briefly, come and see. Amen.